So that's a sort of overview of it. But one of the things I wanted to say also just about me and where I'm coming from with it is that I was, well, practicing as a Buddhist before I was a parent. I didn't actually identify as a Buddhist, but I was going along to a Buddhist centre, going on retreat and doing meditation. But I didn't identify as a Buddhist. So that's been for sort of 25 years now. And as is put on the website, so probably most of you will have seen, about 10 years ago, I wrote a book. And so sometimes people say to me, oh, you wrote a book about parenting, didn't you? And I'm always really, really careful to say, no. No, I didn't write a book about parenting. I don't feel confident in that area to say, oh, yes, I could tell people how to parent. What I wrote a book about was how you can have a spiritual practice. I mean, particularly if this was from a Buddhist perspective, but it wasn't exclusive to Buddhists, but how you can have an effective and meaningful spiritual practice in the context of raising children. And that is something I feel completely confident about. That is something I have done for 21 years, and also I believe is completely possible. You know, I have absolute confidence in it. I have absolute confidence in the context of parenting as being a perfectly good context in which to have a very effective spiritual practice from a Buddhist perspective, and a good practice in which to develop this thing about liberation, about lightening the load. It's something that we can learn to do very effectively in the context of parenting. And people used to say, oh, are you going to write another book? And I said, well, if I can get both of my children to adulthood, you know, not addicted to drugs, not in jail, and doing something meaningful and constructive with their lives, then maybe I'll write one about the parenting years. And just to say, I haven't actually got there yet. So I'm not going to do it. But linked to that, when I was thinking about it in terms of parenting, trying to get it right as a parent, which is something we will say more about during the weekend, one of the phrases that comes to my mind, particularly in relation to my son at the moment, it's in inverted commas and with a caveat, this is children thrive on neglect. And it just keeps coming up unbidden. And obviously it doesn't mean actual neglect, you know, not, you know, obviously there's masses of children in this world who are neglected, and that's not what this is referring to. But it is referring to, I think, the thing of being able to sort of step back and allow children as they grow to maybe experience a bit of the natural dukkha, the natural suffering that is part of being a human being, part of life, and develop their own way to be with that and to be resilient with that. And when I look back on my sort of parenting, particularly of my son, I think that's the thing that I probably didn't do enough. I was always there, you know, trying to make it better, you know, dancing around, you know, particularly having got divorced when they were young. I think there's a sort of tendency then to overcompensate and make it all right. So that's why it's that phrase, I think, is coming to mind. It's very much referring to that tendency. But also, the reason I wanted to sort of drop that in is to say that I can say that, and there's nothing in me that's thinking, oh, I've been so terrible, oh, I'm terrible. There's nothing in me that's beating myself up for it. I think we can all take it as read that we do our best at any given moment with what we have available to us. And, you know, that's what I did. I did my best with the knowledge and skills and awareness that I had available to me at the time.